Welcome to our Bible study, the Gospel according to John. Today is Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. We'll be meeting here in the NLA staff meeting room every Wednesday at 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For those listening in on YouTube or Rumble and would like to join us live, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org/Bible studies for instructions to join us by phone, app, or browser. Our study will be about 45 minutes and a 15-minute Q&A for questions, comments, or corrections. If no one raises their hand, we'll continue the study for an additional 15 minutes. If you have any questions, please take notes of the book, chapter, and verse so that we can easily go back to the verses in question. Okay, let's begin with a prayer. Most holy, gracious Father, we come again to look into thy word. For thou indeed is our lamp, O Lord, that lightened our darkness. For thy ways are perfect, and a shield to all that trust you. You have set us upon the rock of our salvation, and made us to will and to do your good pleasure. We thank you for such a great salvation, that you blessed us as we look into thy words. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let me close this off. Okay, just a quick note before we get started in today's study. I've been doing a lot of topical studies, and I've been doing them over the years anyway. I've been updating a lot of them and making some new ones. And I think some of the topics I'd like to cover as soon as we finish with John, and I think we'll probably finish with John 2, maybe 3 weeks, but I think 2 weeks we might be able to do it. We'll see where we get to today and we'll be able to get an idea. But one of the things I think I'd like to start off with is war in heaven. I just recently found out, and I never saw, I kind of did see it, but it didn't ring a bell, that there are actually two wars in heaven. And we're going to cover both of those wars in a study, and we'll call that War in Heaven. Also, I just recently redid a study I did a while ago. Actually, it wasn't even finished, but I finished it now. It's on cherubims. A lot of people don't know what a cherubim is. And so we'll cover that and go through and do an exhaustive study on cherubims in the Bible. Another one is the strong delusion that God sends that they should receive the lie because they prefer the lie. And of course, that's talking about the days and the times when the Great Tribulation, which we are well spent in and through. Also, another study I'd like to be doing in the beginning is early and latter rain. I think that's going to be a pretty good study. I've done some studies on the earlier rain and the latter rain, but I combined them together and I've looked a little deeper. I saw some things a lot deeper than that. That we can refer to during the early rain that I've been thinking about for quite some time now, and I'm going to incorporate it into that study. But I've got a whole bunch of studies. I'll just run some others on the list that I have. Ask, you know, God speaks about that we ask, but we ask amiss. When we don't ask, you know, within God's will, we ask amiss, and therefore we don't receive what we ask for. And Jesus said, whatever you ask for, he will give it to you. But we have to pray within his will, of course. And so we got to be careful what we ask for, how we ask for it. And sometimes it may take time. If we're, like, for instance, if you're asking for understanding of something, it could take a long time to get that understanding because there may be and usually is prerequisitional requirements or thinking that you have to have before you can get to that point to get the answer. So sometimes we ask and it doesn't come right away. It could come even years later. I know for me it has in my study of Book of Revelation. I asked very early on, and it took many years before I came to an understanding. The Four Horsemen, there's a lot of misunderstanding about the Four Horsemen. And there's so many of them. So anyway, that's just some of the topics I'd like to cover. If anybody can think of a topic that that's kind of would like to look at, And you know, you can let me know, and we'll maybe I can work on that study and come up with the answers to whatever topic it is that we want to kind of look into. But topical studies really are great studies. I like to do topical studies, even above the doing the books. You know, and I've done lots and lots of topical studies. Okay, anyway, with that, we'll get going on our Bible study today. Okay, we're picking up where we should be starting here in Jeremiah 23, verse 14. But it's been a couple of weeks, so I want to do a little bit of a review of where we're at and why we're coming up with this focus in on the latter days. And so let me back up a little bit. We're just going to do some reading to lead into this. Let's see. I think we'll be coming in at about... I think here, no, not here, page, here it is. Okay, so I'm going to pick up here, John chapter 15, and we'll be reading some information here and then picking back up on chapter 15, verse 11, when we get through some of these verses. But I'm not going to read through all these verses, but just a few select verses to kind of bring us back into remembrance where we were in our last study. We read in John chapter 15, verse 1, this is Jesus talking, of course, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and it may bring, that it may bring forth fruit. Hang on 1 second. And every branch that bringeth forth, he purgeth it, and that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word, the water of the word, water of the living water, which is the word, which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So it is in this fashion shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, in this fashion have I loved you. According, continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Okay, so some of the focus we're going to look at is, of course, the branches, particularly focusing in on the idea, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, a picture of judgment. So if you're not grafted in to the vine, then you're none of his. Okay, so let's see what we'll pick up after here. Again, we're going to jump up. Let's see. I was looking for Psalms 73. Oh, here it is, 73, 18. Let me just read this here, a couple of verses in here, because God speaks about slippery ways, okay? And I'm wondering if maybe I should read this whole section here. Yeah, I think we should read this whole section to get the really what God is speaking about here. And we did read this 2 weeks ago, but again, I think we need to kind of review this in order to continue on. So Psalm 73, 1, truly God is good to Israel. And remember, Israel is the body of Christ, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish. when I saw the prosperity, and by the way, this is a prophecy speaking of those in end times that seem to be prosperous in their wicked ways. You know, again, this is the time of the great apostasia. That's what this is focusing in on. And so it's the perspective from that. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than they could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and water and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doeth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Truly I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Now the sanctuary of God, there are two sanctuaries. There's the inner sanctuary and the outer sanctuary. And the inner sanctuary is where the Holy of Holies is. But the outer sanctuary identifies with the corporate church, where the gospel is being preached, where the sprinkling of the gospel is going off the pulpit into the heavens above the individuals in the congregation and pouring down. That's the rain, the latter rain and the former rain that God speaks about. And that rain is throughout the whole New Testament era. But then there is a big focus of a lot of rain in the early rain and a lot of rain in the latter rain for much grass to turn green and for much growth. Okay, but he's speaking here now. The prophet is now speaking. Until I went in and on behalf of the people, God's people, concerning what's going on in the corporate church, in the sanctuary, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou hast set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation, as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream when one awaketh. In this fashion, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So this focus on these slippery places, really, you know, again, the Bible speaks, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. I think this is in Psalms or Proverbs. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. You know, one of the big problems in the churches today, one of the false gospels and the false, and you know, the problems that are in the churches is the works gospel, the works grace gospel. They'll say, yes, it's grace, but they add their works to it. And once they add their works to it, they pollute the whole system. You know, we are saved by grace through faith and not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. So the good works we do, it's only because God is working in us. It's not we of ourselves. It is God that does the work and makes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. So let me read this again. Surely thou hast said, and of course there are many other things going on in the churches that are problematic. And again, I want to make the statement that God speaks, we read about this in Revelation 2, about being in prison 10 days. And there's other places in the Bible that talks about being imprisoned. And, you know, we are sometimes imprisoned in a false church. And of course, it could be God's elect that's imprisoned in a false church. And I do think there's a lot of people still in the churches that have been imprisoned by the false prophets, the false teachers. Gospels that they preach that they've gone astray with. So I do think that there are some people that still will respond. And again, in one place where God speaks about those who don't even understand enough to realize that they're in the house of Satan. And they hold fast that which you have, the Bible of God tells us. So surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casteth them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring after from thee. And of course, that's going after false gospels. Ultimately, it identifies with the woman of Revelation, the harlot, that is worshiping another Jesus, hearing and responding to another gospel. And again, God speaks of them preferring the lie. And therefore, that's why he's going to send them strong delusion. And so, I mentioned that earlier. I was going to do a study on that. And I have been working on that, to list out a lot of the delusions that God has sent them, because they prefer the lie. They prefer a gospel where they save themselves. Yeah, God does. God gives you grace, but I have to accept it. I don't have to accept nothing. God makes me to accept these things, but I of myself can accept nothing. There's none that seeketh after the Lord. No, not one. They've all gone astray, the Bible tells us. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Okay, so here's where we're going to pick up in Jeremiah 23, and verse 14. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doeth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood. You know, he calls for the fowls of the air to come. He brings the wormwood, talks about wormwood in the water, which is a poisonous water now, which identifies with a poisonous gospel. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophet of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth unto all the land. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain, they seek a vision of their own heart, and not of the mouth of Jehovah. They say still unto them that despise me, Jehovah hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of their own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Jehovah, and has perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his words and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Jehovah is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Jehovah shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. So this is the meat of this season, these verses, the understanding of these verses, and the book of Revelation, the entire book of Revelation, is the meat of this season. That is the word that God gives us, that we shouldn't worry about what to say in those days, for God will give us those words. He will give us those understanding. And you know, whenever I talk to anybody that comes in with a false gospel, they usually fall silent after I start laying out what knowledge I have and know about the Word of God, and going back to the Scriptures to interpret them, and they can't gainsay against that. They just remain silent. Not that they receive it, but they remain silent. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith Jehovah, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Jehovah? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Jehovah? I have heard that the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. And how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceitful and of our own hearts, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their father hath forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Jehovah? Is not my word as a fire, saith Jehovah, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Jehovah, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith Jehovah, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Jehovah, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies. And by their lightness, yet I send them not. Commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith Jehovah. And when this people or the prophet or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of Jehovah? Thou shalt say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith Jehovah. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say the burden of Jehovah, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall ye say every one to his neighbor, and every one to his brother. What hath Jehovah answered, and what hath Jehovah spoken? And the burden of Jehovah shall ye mention no more? For every man shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of Jehovah, of hosts, our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, that hath Jehovah answered, hath Jehovah answered thee? And what hath Jehovah spoken? But since ye say the burden of Jehovah, therefore thus saith Jehovah, because ye say this word, the burden of Jehovah, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of Jehovah. Therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. Okay, and again, that city is the Jerusalem below that has gone apostate. Okay, back into John now, 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be filled, or full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command ye, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye are of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not known, they had not had sin. But now they have no covering, they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that it was written in the law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Okay, we read in Psalms 38, verse 11, false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me for evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With the hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me, and saith, Aha, aha, I have seen it. This thou hast seen, O Jehovah, keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up myself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Jehovah my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoiceth at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with the shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let Jehovah be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Okay, and here is a fulfillment in Psalm 90:69, verse 4, but we're going to start in verse 1, concerning what we saw up here. Let's see. They hated me without cause. Okay, Psalm 69, verse 1, to the chief musician upon Shosalanim, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, and this, of course, is focusing in on Christ, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink deep in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into the deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying, my throat is dried. mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. And of course, this again is focusing in on the cross. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sin are not hid from thee. And of course, it's our sins that he took on. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach, I made sackcloth also my garments, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the strong. I was the song of the drunkards. Okay, move that down a bit. Okay, John chapter 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that they doeth God's service. Now, of course, you know, we'll look at the days of the disciples, and I know history teaches us they were all killed. The Bible doesn't really get into those details, but history recalls that they've all been, all but one, I think John is the only one that wasn't murdered, you know, and beaten, and some hung on a cross, and some, and again, this is history, so it's not necessarily in the Bible. But we do know, okay, that many of them were killed. Many prophets were killed, especially in the days. We know that Stephen was killed, too. And again, you know, he was one of the prophets of the days of the disciples. But in our day, the killing is to be silenced from bringing the gospel. We are killed all the day long, the Bible tells us. We are silenced from bringing the gospel. We studied this somewhat in the book of Revelation when we looked at Revelation. And, you know, I was thinking about this. Maybe one day soon I'll do a reading of the book of Revelation without going into looking at words, but just interpreting the entire book from beginning to end, just to put it out there. And people can always refer back to the studies we did where we went into the word studies to give the meaning of things. Okay, let me see where we're at here. Okay, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And again, being thrown out of the churches because you go up against their teachings and try to give correction, and correction is grievous to those who have forsaken the way, they cast you out. They silence you up. They don't want you there no more. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I have told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asketh of me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit that he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and we will show you things to come. So we read of the Spirit of Truth here, again, which is the Holy Spirit, in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel. Now remember, Israel is my son. Israel is a picture of the body of Christ. We are all of Israel. And Jacob is God's elect who has not yet become born again. Jacob is my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. Thus saith Jehovah that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, which identifies with Israel, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows, which is a trees. How do you pronounce that? Not sure. Let me. Deciduous, I believe it's pronounced.
Deciduous.
Deciduous. Okay, trees. By the watercourses. One shall say, I am Jehovah. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto Jehovah and surname himself by the name of Israel. And remember, Israel is my son. Christ is Israel. We are Israel. Thus saith Jehovah, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Jehovah of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And you know, by the way, Jehovah means self-existing. Always was, always will be. Eternal past and eternally future in the future. I mean, we can't comprehend that, but that's where all things begin. Jehovah being eternal. And then the creator of all these things, for instance, where we live within time, within space-time, shall I say, and in this world, within that space-time. And so a lot of people, they try to figure out, you know, how this thing all started and how things were created, and they'll never find an answer. The only answer is the fact that God is eternal, and beside him there is no other God. He is the only one true God, and that he has created all things, and that's where it all began. But to understand where God came from, our minds are finite. They're not infinite. We can't comprehend eternity with a finite mind. You just can't grasp it. Okay, Acts 2, verse 1, and this, of course, is Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out. It was the beginning of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And again, this is the latter rain. I don't know that we can tie the ministry of Christ into as the latter rain. Maybe we can, but I don't think so. I think the ministry of Christ is focusing in on a course of judgment. Christ was judged on our behalf, of course, and also judgment upon Satan, that he has been judged at the cross, and that's where the victory starts, and that's where I think, being filled with the Holy Ghost, I think that's where the latter rain begins. But we might be able to include Christ's ministry. I'm going to look into that, see if we can connect that. I don't know whether we can or not. Okay, and there appeared unto me, let me go back a little bit. Start in verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And that's all the believers, believers that... came from all over the world. Again, we're going to get into this when we look at the latter rain and the early rain. But the believers all over the world, literally God says this, and they were to remain in Jerusalem. They came to Jerusalem, you know, for the Passover. And they were told to stay in Jerusalem until Pentecost. Okay? So this is the day of Pentecost, which was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We have to do a study on tongues, because we really have to understand what this tongues is all about, and that there are many tongues. Okay? Let me go back to 4. And they were all filled with Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven, right there. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all of these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthenians, Medes, Elamites, the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia. I know I'm murdering some of these words or places. In Egypt, and the parts of Libya, upon Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of God. So we could see how now God has set the stage to bring the gospel to the entire world in those days, and continues all the way up into our days. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking, saying, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, and that's the beginning of the last days, although it's 2,000 years long and moves into the third millennium. But these are all the last days. And it shall come to pass in these last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Okay, let's go into Joel and see chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in Jehovah your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for you the rain. And of course, this identifies with the gospel, the word of God. The former rain and the latter rain. We live in the latter rain. In the first month, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the canker worm, and the caterpillar, and the pommel worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of Jehovah, your God. So the days, you know, during this time period, you know, we will be fed, and the latter rain will come after we departed out, and we will continue and be blessed and fed in God's word as we go up into the mountains, flee to the mountains, and that's what we've done. And to flee to the mountains is to go into your Bible, open the Bible, and start reading and studying and searching the scriptures, comparing scripture with scripture. And pick up in 26, And he shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of Jehovah your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, in the body of Christ. Israel is the body of Christ. And that I am Jehovah your God. These three are one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, I pour out my spirit. Get back into John, verse 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of the disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father. They said therefore that, what is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while, and ye shall see me? Truly, truly, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for the joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your hearts shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I come out from God. I come forth from the Father, and am come into the world again. I leave the world, I go to the Father. His disciples saith unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverbs. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Okay, John 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he shall give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Remember, he was in the world, and the world was created by him, and the world knew him not. So the Messiah would be from everlasting. Proverbs 8:22. Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. And I think God has given us a picture of two persons here, both Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. So I believe that's the picture of wisdom, the Holy Spirit with Christ. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instructions, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whosoever find me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of Jehovah. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Zechariah 3:8. Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Jehovah of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith Jehovah of hosts, shall you call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. And again, that identifies, I believe, with both Old Testament and New Testament. He is the vine and we are the branches. But he is also, Christ is referred to as the branch. And the branch, remember, is the body of Christ. The vine and the branches, they're together as one. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Jehovah revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. And we see him on the cross, and that's the focus at this point. He is despised and rejected of men. And by the way, some people have interpreted this as Christ being, you know, not having no beauty in form, no comeliness. But this, and they use this verse for that purpose. But no, this is talking about the Christ at the cross. He is despised and rejected of men. He's a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hands. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteousness servant justify many? For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Okay, back we'll finish reading off, and then we'll close down the rest of chapter 17 of John. I have manifested my name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and this is a prayer to the Father from the Son. And thou gavest them me, and they have kept my word. Now they have known that all things whichsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest unto me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that had given that thou hast given me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hateth them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil, from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may all be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Okay, that brings us to the end of 17. Next Wednesday we'll pick up in chapter 18, and we may be able to finish this next week and then start moving into some of the I'm just quickly taking a look to see then we can pick up on the topical studies, and again we've got quite a few already put together. Okay, yeah, I think we might be able to end next week, but if not, we'll do another week. But if we're very close, we may stay a little late just to finish it up so that the following week we can pick up on the topical studies. Okay, with that, we've come to the end of our study. I don't know if anybody has anything they want to question or comment before we close down. We can take a few minutes. And if anybody wants to pipe in anything, all you have to do is hit a star 6 and a 1. Your mic should open. I believe that's it. No, it's a star 6, I think. And your mic should open. Okay, I don't hear nothing. So, all right, Lord willing, we'll see you next Wednesday. Did someone want to say anything? Yeah, I guess not. Lord willing, we'll see you next Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.